Blueprint for Ghost Notes, moving from session view to arrangement view in Ableton Live 12, for that jungle, old school DNB role, intermediate level, but we're doing it with a mastering aware mindset so your ghosts don't disappear the second you try to get the track loud. Alright, let's set the goal up front. Ghost notes are not extra snare hits. They're the invisible hands that make a loop feel like it's leaning forward. In jungle, they're the tiny bits of anticipation and bounce that make a rigid grid feel like a drummer and a sampler are arguing in the best possible way. And the workflow we're using is simple. Build a small system in session view, with a few clip variations and a fill, then perform that into arrangement view like you're DJing your own drums. That way you get natural energy changes, and you print an arrangement that already moves. Then we'll do a quick drum bus chain that keeps peaks controlled without flattening microdynamics, because heavy compression is where ghost notes go to die. Step 0. Set the foundation. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. Classic sweet spot, 168. Now set yourself up for two-bar thinking. Old school patterns love two-bar phrasing. So every clip we start with is two bars, 4-4. Open the groove pool too. Even if you don't use it right away, it's part of the feel toolkit. You'll mostly be working on a 16th note grid for hats and ghosts, and you'll temporarily jump to 30 seconds when you want a snare drag. Now step 1. Build a drum rack designed for ghost notes, not just a drum rack that happens to include them. Create a MIDI track. Load a drum rack, and populate it with your core pieces, a short punchy kick, a main snare with reedle crack, hats, and then an actual dedicated ghost snare or rim pad. That dedicated pad matters, because you want ghost notes to have their own tonal lane. Here's the mindset. Your main snare owns the crack and the authority. Your ghost layer owns the motion. If you pick a ghost sample that has the same bright bite as the main snare, you'll end up fighting harshness later on the drum bus, and you'll be tempted to turn the ghosts down until they do nothing. So pick something lighter, woodier, shorter, rim, stick, small snare, even a tiny Foley knock can work. On the ghost pad and simpler, start the volume way lower than the main snare. Think 10 to 18 dB quieter as a starting point. Keep the decay short so it doesn't smear into the backbeat. And filter it, high pass somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, sometimes even higher, like 350 to 600, if you want paper ghosts that still read on a phone speaker without clogging the low mids. Then quick EQ if needed. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 300. If it competes with your main snare crack, a gentle dip around 2 to 4K can keep it tucked back. Teacher tip here. Treat the ghost layer like a mix element, not just MIDI. You want it to survive mastering later, which means it needs a clean frequency pocket now. Step 2. Program the core old school skeleton in session view. In session view, create a MIDI clip on the drum rack track, set it to 2 bars. Start with the classic skeleton. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then decide if you want a little extra kick movement. A common jungle-ish option is a kick later in the bar, like around 1.3.3, but don't overcommit yet. Keep the foundation solid first. Add hats on a 16th pattern, but don't make it a machine gun. Remove a few hits so it breathes. Add an occasional open hat on an offbeat here and there, just enough to imply lift. Now step 3, the ghost note blueprint. This is where the vibe appears. We're going to use three main ghost concepts. Pre-snare push ghosts, post-snare after hit ghosts, and the occasional drag. First, the push into the backbeat. Put a quiet ghost 1/16th before the main snare. So right before beat 2, and right before beat 4. In Ableton's grid language, that's 1.1.4 leading into 1.2, and 1.3.4 leading into 1.4. Velocity-wise, if your main snare is living around 100 to 115, start ghosts around 20 to 45. And remember, if you clearly hear them as separate hits, they're not ghosts anymore. They should feel like the groove is inhaling, not like another snare player joined the band. Second, after hit ghosts. These go just after the snare, like a stick bounce. Put one at 1.2.2 and maybe one at 1.4.2. Keep these even quieter, like 15 to 35. This is bounce. It's not meant to shout. Third, the drag. This is spicy, use it sparingly. Switch to a 30-second grid for a moment and place two tiny hits leading into your snare on 4. Velocities should ramp up, something like 18, then 28, then the main snare at 105. That ramp is the hand of the drummer. Extra coaching note, at these tempos, perfectly grid-aligned ghost notes can sometimes sound clicky or stiff. A secret move is nudging certain ghosts slightly late, like 1 to 6 milliseconds late, especially the after-hit ones. Not the main snare. Don't mess with the backbeat. But those tiny late taps can read more like a real bounce instead of a programmed flam. Step 4. Humanize without killing punch. Do this with intention, not randomness. A good approach is velocity grouping. Think in sets, not chaos. For example, soft ghosts are 18 to 28, medium ghosts are 30 to 42. Pre-snare pushes might be medium, after hits might be soft. Hats can have a repeating velocity pattern, like strong weak medium weak, rather than randomizing every hit. If you do use groove pool, keep it tasteful. Swing amount may be 10 to 25% timing, very little velocity influence, and tiny random, like 0 to 5%. Jungle can swing, but the snare still needs to land like a hammer. Now step 5, build a session view clip system that basically arranges itself. Duplicate your two bar clip a few times. Make clip 1 your baseline, a main. Clip 2 is B Ghost Plus, where you add a little more pre-snare action, maybe one drag in the second bar. Clip 3 is CHAT, where you swap hat rhythm or make it feel more ride-ish. Clip 4 is fill 1, a one-bar fill you can drop at transitions. And maybe clip 5 is drop sparse, fewer hats, same kick and snare, so you create contrast without changing the whole beat. The rule, change only one idea per clip. That's how you stay in control and avoid everything is different, so nothing feels intentional. Advanced but super useful, in each clip, you can also automate ghost density without changing MIDI notes. Open the clip envelopes, pick your ghost simpler, choose volume, and make ghosts slightly quieter in bars 1 and 2, slightly louder in bars 3 and 4. That prints perfectly when you record into arrangement. It's like energy automation built into the clip. Also, another old school trick, hat and ghost interlock. If a ghost happens, make the hat at that moment slightly quieter. The ear glues them into one gesture, and the loop feels faster without getting louder. That's a mastering-friendly illusion. Now step 6. Commit to arrangement view, the clean way. This is where a lot of people lose vibe by over-editing. So instead, perform it. Hit record on the top transport. Now launch your clips like you're running a mini drum DJ set. For example, 16 bars of a main, then 16 bars of B Ghost Plus, then 8 bars of CHAT, then a 1-bar fill, then back to A or into a new section. Stop recording. Now you've got an arrangement that breathes because it was played, not assembled like a spreadsheet. Afterward, in arrangement view, consolidate sections every 8 or 16 bars. That makes editing clean and keeps you from getting lost in micro-edits. Pro workflow upgrade. Do multiple passes. One pass conservative and clean, one pass busier and height, one pass fill heavy. Then comp the best 8 or 16 bar chunks into one final drum take. You keep spontaneity, but you still get the control of editing a live performance. Now step 7. Mastering aware drum control, so the ghosts survive loudness. First, do a reality check. Turn your monitoring volume down until the kick and snare are barely clear. If you still perceive forward roll, even when you can't explicitly hear each ghost, you nailed the relationship. If the groove collapses, the ghost layer is either too quiet, too muddy, or fighting the snare transient in the wrong frequency range. Group your drums into a drum bus. Here's a solid stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble that steals headroom. If things feel muddy, a small dip around 250 to 400 can help. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds so you don't obliterate the transient. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not constant squashing. Then drum bus. Drive maybe 2 to 8. Taste. If you lose snap, bring up transients a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20, but be careful. Too much transient emphasis can make hats and ghosts sound pokey. Boom is optional and dangerous in jungle because it can mask ghost detail. Use it lightly or not at all unless you really know what it's doing in your low mids. Finally, a limiter is a safety net, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. It should catch occasional peaks, like 1 to 2 dB, not live there permanently. Critical teacher moment. If your drum bus is being crushed, the first thing to die is ghost detail. People think they need more ghosts, so they add more notes. But the real fix is usually less compression, better gain staging, and smarter ghost EQ. And here's a powerful intermediate move. Route the ghost pad to its own track. In the drum rack you can extract that chain, or route its output separately, so you can process ghosts independently. Then put a compressor on the ghost track and sidechain it from the main snare. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack like 0.3 to 3 milliseconds, release around 30 to 80 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB dip when the main snare hits. What that does is huge. You can actually make the ghost layer a little louder and more audible on small speakers, but it ducks out of the way of the main snare transient, so you get motion without smearing the backbeat. That's the kind of mix move that translates to louder masters. Optional vibe sauce. A short room reverb on a return. Keep it short, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. High pass it up around 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K, and only send hats and ghosts to it. Not the main snare. That gives you vintage room illusion without washing out the punch, and it tends to survive limiting nicely. If you want darker, grittier energy, use Roar carefully. Best practice: distort a texture layer or do it in parallel. You can even send only ghosts to a Roar return with lows filtered out after, then blend quietly. That adds grit that remains audible even when a limiter clamps down. Now step 8. Arrangement thinking. Jungle style. Use ghost notes as energy automation. In the intro, fewer ghosts, more space. In the first drop, bring the full ghost system and hat momentum. In a midsection, strip hats but keep ghosts so it feels rolling but empty, like tension. Second drop, bring hats back. Maybe add one extra ghost idea for perceived speed. Every 8 or 16 bars, a one bar filled with a drag into the snare can beat enough.